Welcome to Sticks and Bones. This is Hector. First and foremost, I want to thank everybody for downloading, sharing. Please press the like button when you guys listen to my stuff. Share it with your friends and family so they can have knowledge of basic knowledge of what it is to walk as a practitioner in the Balobriumba Congo way of life. On this episode, this is episode number 40. On this episode, I want to give you guys the basics on how to do divination with your cauldron. Doing divination with your cauldron means you're communicating with your altar. You're going to communicate with your higher self. You're communicating, asking questions to your spirits that guide you through life in your altar. There's a certain way that everybody does it. Everybody, every practitioner, every tata, every munanso, every house does it their own different ways. But I can give you guys like a basic idea of how to ask questions. First and foremost, don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to. That's highly important, because then you can piss yourself off or you can surprise yourself. Sometimes you gotta let things just happen, and see where they go. Having knowledge and what's coming at you is really, really good, but not all the time. Sometimes you could put yourself in a bind to where you're just something's coming, and you gotta be strong minded, because sometimes you could put yourself in a situation where you're gonna be kind of upset or depressed, or you gotta watch what you ask all the time. Always be prepared for any type of answer that you get. First of all, I want to let you guys know that when you're doing divination with your pot, with your cauldron, you're communicating with your spirits. You're communicating with that energy you made a pact with. So any questions you ask, you're going to get an answer. So always make sure that you simplify your questions. And for example, I'm a type of person that I can trick myself and ask two questions in one, meaning or you can ask a question and answer it yourself. Don't do that, because you're gonna confuse your inganga, and then that's not a good thing. What you want to do is, like I said, simplify your question. You could write it down and then read it to yourself. If you understand it and it's not going to confuse you, it's going to be the same thing for your ganga. Like, for example, you just applied for a job and you ask, am I going to get this job? Boom. And then you throw the chamalongos. If you get a no, that means no, you're not going to get the job. So if you ask in that way I just asked, you can ask what's you want to know the reason why you're not going to get that job. So your second question would be like, is this job not for me? If they say no, boom, that's it. You're done. You're not going to ask no more, because that job's not for you. But if your second question will be something like, can I do something in order for me to get this job? And if they say yes, then, you take the next initiative in asking the next question, like, what type of job? Then, you start smoking your sunga, and then you start blowing your malafu, and then you're concentrating, you're meditating with your pot, and the insara you need to do is going to come to you. It'll come to you for whatever, you could do an undulcimento of the person that interviewed you. You can do something so they can, they could decide on your side. It depends on what your ganga wants to do, but usually it'll be something where you're going to have to do a certain job to people, like, just move some energies around. You're not, it's not a negative thing. It's just, you know, you're just trying to get this job that you really want. But like I said, if your ganga says it's not for you, just that's it. Don't ask no more, you know. Don't try to ask in certain ways because you really want this job. If they say no, it's no, and that's it. So don't ask a question. Sometimes, for example, like if I ask a question, sometimes I answer the question when I'm asking it. So like, hey, are you going to the store with me? No, you know, I just answered my question. So don't ask like that. You gotta simplify your question and be blunt, you know, like, am I okay to go to the store? Something like that. Like this, that was, you know, that's not something you're going to ask your nganga, but that's just an example of how to ask. Because there were times when I was new a few years back, and I would get myself in a bind, and I would just be like, oh my God, why did I ask that question? You know, I shouldn't have asked that question, because that question just got me confused for whatever reason, you know. And don't ask a question twice. For example, if you ask a certain question and they tell you no, don't try to ask the same question a different way, because you're only going to fool yourself, bro. You're not going to fool your nganga. Just remember, man, your nganga is there to help you. They're always going to be there to help you. And your nganga will never steer you in a place. They will never steer you in a place that you can't get out of. You know, they're there to help you. They're there to assist. And that's what they're going to do. You might hear other people say that the muertos in the nganga, they're your slaves, but it's really not like that, man. It's not. I don't know why people get that idea. Somebody tells them that you're in nganga, they're spirits, that they do whatever you tell them to do. It does not work that way, bro. It does not. You have to ask. Anything and everything you do, you have to ask. I recommend you ask, because if you forced your nganga to do something that you're not supposed to if you force your nganga to do something you're not supposed to do, you might suffer the consequences, and it's, they're gonna teach you, man. They will teach you. So always ask, always be respectful, simplify your questions. Don't ask the same question twice. And also, don't go to one practitioner and ask their pot for a certain question, and then you come to me and then you ask me a question that you already asked another gangulero. Because that's happened to me, where I've had people in front of me in my munanzo, and my muertos are telling me, this person already asked that question. Oh, this person is going to come with some bullshit. Oh, this person already asked another nganga a question they're going to ask you. And I already know you're coming with that, bro. So if you ever come to me in my munanzo and you're going to ask me questions, and the first thing out of my mouth is telling you, don't ask a question that you already asked another ganga, That means you already have in your head to ask something that you got to know for, and you're looking for a yes. Because if you do that and I don't warn you, and you come here and you ask me something you already got to know for and another munanzo, guess what? The spiritual realm, they're all connected, man. The spiritual realm is the spiritual realm. It's not like here on earth where them people are over there, you don't know what they're doing. It's not like that in the spiritual realm. In the spiritual realm, everybody knows everything. So they know you're coming with the same question, trying to get a yes. So what happens is they're going to tell you yes, but you're going to pay for that dearly. It's going to be really messed up for you. You're going to, like, say, for example, you went to one gangulero and they're like, hey, I want that job. Can you get that job for me? They say, no, it's not for you. And then you come to me and my altar already knows that you went to somebody else. And they're going to be like, okay, you were warned already not to ask twice. So if you ask another nganga from another munanzo one question, you can't come to my munanzo and ask me the same question, because that is asking twice. So if you do that, they're going to tell you yes, and you're going to get that job. And guess what? It's going to be probably the worst job you ever had. I mean, it's going to be really bad. The reason why they tell you no, because they see you working there and being miserable, or they see you getting in trouble there, or they see you, you know, having an accidental death or something. You know, I mean, they can see ahead of you. Like I make that example a few episodes ago. They can see further than us. They're in a certain place in time where they can see ahead. They know what's up ahead. So they're trying to guide you, man. Even if you're not scratching, you're just asking questions. By what I mean when I say scratch is you're initiated into the religion. If you're just a regular person going to ganguleros and asking questions, you got to watch out, because you're already tapping, you're already knocking into the door of the spiritual realm. And that door is the same everywhere. Anywhere you go, even if you go to Africa and you start asking their pots, they're going to be like, you already asked, you know, you already asked in America, you already asked in New York, you already asked in LA, wherever you know, it's a spiritual realm. It's all connected, man. You can't escape that. So don't think just because you're in another continent, you're going to ask the same question. That doesn't work that way, bro. And you got to be careful, you know. You got to be careful, because you already knocked in that door. You knocked on that door and they already know. There's sometimes where you come to my house and you knock on the door of the spiritual realm. You ask for this, you ask for that, you ask for cleaning, you ask for this, you ask for help, you ask for a raise, you ask for all kinds of stuff. There'll be a point in time where the spirits are going to ask for you, you know? They're going to be like, that's it. We already did so much for you. You already know this spirituality, this spiritual realm exists. And you've already gotten a lot of help from us. So now we want you to work with us, you know? They might ask for you. They might ask for you to get scratched. And like I said, getting scratched is getting initiated. So if you keep knocking on the door, there's going to be a time where they're going to ask for you, and you know, you don't have to, they're not going to force you to be in the religion, but if they ask for you, it will be convenient for you. It'll be blessings after blessings, you know. And that's why when you ask questions, you got to be careful what you ask, man. You know, don't be asking stuff that's going to hurt you. Don't be asking stuff that's going to hurt other people, you know. Just, you know, as long as you're good and your money's good, you know, just, you know, get cleanings and stuff like that. You got to be careful, man. You got to really be careful. I got to be careful too, you know. Sometimes I'll get like, hey, I'm going to ask this question. But then I'm like, man, if I get this answer, it's really going to be hurtful, or it's going to be scary, or, you know, you will get the answer that you will get an answer. And sometimes the answer is not what you want. So you got to be careful and think a couple of days of what you're going to ask, and think of both answers, the positive and the negative answer. And how are you going to go about, you know, handling both of them? If it's the worst case scenario, or if it's the best case scenario, either or, you're going to get an answer. So that's why I always tell people to be careful of what you ask for. Because sometimes your answers that you get, they're going to make you kind of, you know, they can make you miserable, man, or they can make you sad. Or anything, you know. Just be careful what you ask. And remember, these ngangas are very forces of nature, and their powers are very fierce. You know, we're working with the elements of nature. You know, fire, water, earth, wind, earth. So these energies are fierce. So don't ever talk bad about a gangulero, because if you do, those energies turn on you. You know, it'll go real bad for you. I've seen that. So always have respect and answer and ask the questions that you want answers to, not questions that are gonna, you know, mess you up. There's nothing more powerful than the forces of nature in this realm. There's nothing more powerful. These forces of nature were created from Nsambi. Nsambi is God. He's the creator of all. So these forces of nature were created to assist us in our lives, you know, to assist us when we have problems, to solve them, so we could call on these energies to help us. And you know, if somebody's doing something negative to you, well, the forces of nature are there to help you, to clean you, to guide you. You know, when you get readings, you know, these energies come out and they vouch for you. You know, when you get when you're trying to get initiated into this way of life, there's one energy out there that'll vouch for you. You know, that's the energy that it's a little bit more in depth. That's kind of like, well, that's the energy you were born with. That's the energy that will vouch for you. And you know, pretty soon, if you want to live the way I live, you have your own altar, and you'll be working with that energy, you know. And then sometimes you the work that you do, you don't call on more spirits, just more spirits attract you. Sometimes there's people out there that have so their vibration is so high that energies just come to them and they vibe with them. So they attract, that you attract spirits, because your aura is just so alive. You know, you're in a high frequency. And you attract a lot of spirits, and sometimes there's spirits that were ganguleros and when they were alive. And you know, say for example, you're just walking around, you're a gangulero, and your frequencies are so high that you attract a spirit, and that spirit had a mama chola when that spirit was alive, and that spirit's around you. And guess what? Sure enough, that spirit pops out in the misa in the reading, and they want their pod. They make a pact with you, like, hey, if you get a mama chola energy in your mundanzo, I'll work for you. You know, we'll tie some people up. we'll give some money to people that have it coming. You know, that energy, mama chola, she works with. I'm sorry to say, she is just, it's embedded in my head. It's just an energy. It's not a male or female, but it's an energy that works with fertility. That energy works with money, with love. You know, if you want to do love spells to keep people together that are truly in love, but the relationship's dying, and you could do a bunch of spells like that. It just depends, especially if you're scratched. If you're initiated in this religion, your energy, just your spiritual energy, it just your frequency, it gets so high that you attract a lot of spirits, and you feel them, man. You feel them. They're in your dreams, you know. They're in your thoughts. You feel a lot of different ways also, because all these different spirits all around you. The last time I've always gotten this since. Before, I've always noticed this, that just a couple days ago, me and my girlfriend were at Smith's, and we were walking, and there was this couple walking, and they were in their, they had a cart, you know, shopping cart, and they had a little baby. The little baby was maybe like 2-3 years old, and they were walking right beside me. I was talking to my lady, and then I turn, and the little baby looks at me, and the little baby looked at me like, his eyes were like, he knew who I was, man. And he just looks at me, and he's like, hi, like real excited. And then, and I'm like, hello. And you know, I'd never seen this baby before. And, in my head, I was just like, man, my frequency is so high. You know, I attract like kids, and sometimes I'll be eating like at a fast food restaurant and sitting down, and then little kids will just look at me, or they'll run to me, and they'll touch my knee and be like, hi, you know, like all happy, like if they know me, and I'm like, hello. And their parents are like, hey, what are you doing? or they just stare at me, you know. I get some little kids that they'll just be eating the burger, and they'll just stare at me and smile. And You know, they can feel your frequency. They can feel your energy. You know, they know you're a good person, and you surround yourself with good vibes. You know, good frequency, man. We're energies. That's all we are. We're energies. So when that happens to me a lot, it's still up to like a couple of days ago that just happened to me, and it's always happened to me. I've always thought it was weird. I know sometimes where I'll get readings with mediums. And they'll tell me, hey, you attract a lot of little kids, little babies and stuff like that, huh? And I'll be like, yeah, I've always been like that. And they're like, yeah, I can see that. It's just your frequency. You're always, your aura is just, she said a word, I forgot what it was, but that's just, you know, it's normal. Things like that, when you're not in this way of life and you just think, well, they're little kids, whatever, you know. You don't think it's a spiritual thing, but it is, man. Everything's a spiritual thing. You know, things like that. The little kids always attract you. They're always telling you hi, you know. They know you're a good person, so they vibe with you, you know. It's a spiritual thing, bro. It's a spiritual a thing. You have that. You were just born with it, you know. And some people were born real negative, where little kids start screaming and yelling because, you know, you're just a negative person, you know. It doesn't make you any less. That's just the way you vibe. That's the way we were born. That's the cards you were dealt, whatever, however you want to call it. But it's all a spiritual thing. Sometimes I'll get people that I don't even know. They talk to me for a little bit, and then they start telling me like real personal stuff. And like, I don't make no faces, nothing, but inside I'm just like, what the fuck? Why are you telling me this? But I mean, I'm there to listen. I guess I have that, and where people like, they'll look at me and they're like, yeah, I could tell him that. So they just start telling me some personal stuff. And I think it's weird, but I've always had that vibe, you know. I don't know what it is, but I do know it's a spiritual thing. And I didn't know before I got into, you know, understanding the way life really works. I didn't know what it was, but now I do know it's a spiritual thing, you know. It's your connection, it's your frequency, what you give out, that's what people see. And I know I spoke on a few episodes prior to this. It was a little bit, maybe 10 or 15 episodes ago. I spoke on cleanings, when you clean yourself. Say, for example, I came home, like today I came home from work. I felt kind of weird. My head hurt. I went to the gym. So I don't know if I picked something up at the gym or right before the gym, but my head started hurting. I went in the gym and my head started hurting, and I did my routine, man. I did my thing. I did my cardio, and then I just, you know, some chest, some shoulders and stuff like that, you know. And I had my ear pods, and I was listening to this bomb ass podcast called, fucking badass podcast. It's called Sticks and Bones. And I was doing my workout routine, but I had a little slight headache. So, you know, I got out of the gym, and then I went to, I drove down the street back home. And when I got home, it went in my head, I got to go straight to my Nganga so I can clean myself. And sure enough, man, I went straight to my Nganga. You know, I saludar, I blew some malafo, I blew some sunga. And I went to my backyard. I grabbed some paraíso, I got some botón, I grabbed some vencedor. You know, and I got a lele, and I put them in the nganga. I saludar, I blow some malafo, blow some sunga, did my prayer, and then I cleaned my whole encombo. You know what I mean? I did a good cleaning, and man, I no more headache, and I felt good. I said, I'm gonna go do me a podcast. You know, I'm right here at 9 o'clock at night, 9:30 already. I'm doing this podcast because I feel so good because I cleaned myself. But like I was saying, what I'm getting to, sometimes when you clean yourself, you're cleaning all that negative stuff that you picked up throughout the day, whether it's at work, during, you know, in traffic or wherever I picked up that negativity. So I clean myself with it. So I'm clean. I'm vibing good. You know, I go to the supermarket and boom, all the little kids are staring at you because you're vibing on a positive vibe. Your frequency is good, you know. But sometimes it just depends how you feel. You know, when you're initiated, you could just go home and clean yourself. But when you're not, you're going to have to go out there and pay for it. So, or unless the practitioner you go to, like me, like myself, sometimes when I consult people and or they come here and I know they're battling something, you know, maybe just hateful tongues or eyes or whatever. And, you know, they'll gift you. They can gift you, like I'll gift some of my people, my clients, I'll gift them a simple lele cleaning or, you know, something simple, you know, that they can do on themselves. They don't need a ganga. It's nothing negative, like a Ndoki spirit where it's something negative spirit was sent to them that a lele won't take out, you know, something simple. And they feel good, you know. And it's really good to clean yourself, to cleanse yourself of negative spirits. But there's sometimes a situation where you need those negative spirits to help you, you know, strive in life. But that gets a little bit more technical. And when you're in a situation where you need the negativity around you so you can pick yourself up, that's something a lot more in depth that, you know, you need a misa or you need a reading with a tatanganga for. And they'll let you know, like, if you feel horrible and you go to a gangulero practitioner like me, and his altar is like, don't clean them. You're not supposed to get clean, man. That's something more deeper to where you need to be. You need to be in the hole so you could dig yourself out. I spoke about this a few episodes, about 10, 15 episodes ago. It's a little profound, because you need to basically, you know, jump out of a hole, man. Jump out of a hole that you need to do on your own. Otherwise, if you just go and clean yourself, you're not going to learn. You're not going to learn that lesson, you know. So that's a lot more profound. Like I said, Briyumba Congo has a lot of secrets, man. We have a lot of secrets that when you are initiated in the religion, you start to learn these secrets, and you stop and think, and you're like, hey, man, these are, you understand why they're secrets, you know, because sometimes it could be dangerous to where if the wrong people have that knowledge, they can hurt other people, or they can hurt themselves. So if you're thinking about getting initiated, just make sure you're in the right state of mind. You're in the right time of your life to do so. Don't ever think of getting into the religion for vengeance, because this religion was not created by Nsambi. So you could throw a hex on your neighbor because he checks your girlfriend out, you know. This religion is not for that, man. Don't even try to get scratched. Don't even try to get initiated, because if you do, you're going to waste your time and you're going to waste your money. This religion is extremely expensive. The rituals are expensive because there's a lot of ensaras. There's a lot of people involved. It's a 3-day initiation where there's dozens of people involved, and they all need to get, you know, paid for their time. There's a bunch of material that you have to buy. It's expensive, man. It's not easy to get scratched, you know. The money, if you're meant to get scratched, your spirit to guide you to the money. Sometimes you gotta save a little piggy bank. You know, there's situations where you get readings and you need an emergency rayamiento for your health or whatever. Those sometimes, there's sometimes, like if you read the shells or something, you have to get an emergency on rayamiento. Then the person that you're consulting with has to scratch you. So it'll be like a quick emergency, for health reasons, for whatever reason that you really need to, maybe, you know, death is coming for you. I talked about this with my godfather, the way he got initiated. You know, sometimes death is wants you, and it's not time for you to go, and the initiation will feed that death, so it won't take you. It'll take you through the initiation, but it won't take you, because you're getting scratched and you're being reborn. So that's a little bit more profound than what I want to say, but you guys could go back a couple episodes and I'll, it's called I think it's like the episode number 28. It's called Knowledge is Power. No, I'm sorry. It's called Knowledge is Worth More Than Gold. You guys listen to that episode and you'll get some good basic knowledge of what the spiritual realm is about, and the physical realm and the spiritual realm is about. And that's what I do, man. Give basic knowledge so you guys can have an idea. You guys are listening to me. That means you're interested in this way of life. And that's the reason. That's one of the reasons why I did this podcast, because I want to give basic knowledge. And also the main reason is to inform people how this religion is not evil. It's not the way people perceive it to be that don't know about it. It's not the way the movie theaters, they make movies about people using cauldrons and to help them distribute drugs and kill people, and that's not the way this religion is. The reason why they do that is they just want to, you know, throw shade on us. And that was one of my main goals, to spread the word of this beautiful religion, that it's not a negative thing to work the energies, man. It's something that Nsambi gifted us. He gifted us the mpungos, you know, the forces of nature, so we can help manipulate and help ourselves through life, you know, jump them hurdles and then help others. So this religion is more of a way of life than a religion, but I just categorize it as that because that's what I guess everybody else does. It's more of a way of life. It's how you think, how you walk, how you talk. It has